ask to frame it.
Yeah. But on the Camp David, we do it the other way.
If he went to Camp David for the weekend, it's just a, you know, sort of unannounced, like the others do, and then came down here on...
He would still want to go back with you for talks.
Yeah, that sure, if you go to Camp David like on Wednesday,
I understand. But I don't want to go twice.
No, you wouldn't.
You would.
You should not.
No, it isn't
him.
Me, it's him. He shouldn't go to Camp David twice. I mean, it has a certain feel.
You ought to go with you.
That's your damn right. I should go with him and stay with him up there. He spends the night and I spend it. If he goes up there in the event, he's seen it. He sees it. The ground all going out of it.
That's good.
Right in the river, we should make. We have a damn good dinner in the river. We should hope we get the new boat for that.
No.
I don't know.
We might be able to. We might be able to get it on that basis.
Yeah.
Get it long.
He doesn't want to go to New York. He's fumbling like crazy. I mean, they are.
He'll love.
If we could take a China trip every 2 weeks,
he'll love Disneyland.
They'd join
us. Love Disneyland. That'll be great. We'll do it. We'll go out and show Disneyland.
What he said.
Why not do that? Do you find out fresh?
To do, he said, next year he personally wants to escort you through the Soviet Union.
That's great.
Do you want to go with him to Disneyland?
I wonder if it doesn't mean that too many. No. With him, they'll want to meet him too. Too often when I go, they all want to, you know, they meet the president and they say, oh, yeah, how are you looking for the two of you to go to Disneyland? Maybe. We'll see. That goes for next week. Well, there was the other visit, Henry, that was a Tanaka. I've already told Bob how Tanaka then. We'd have to have him in the middle of the month. So you get Tanaka to work, you know.
Before the Soviet thing?
I think you should.
Well, you said the latter part of July.
Latter part of July.
July. Who was it we said we wanted in June? You've got to get one off in June.
We have who played this?
Oh, the Black.
Who's this? In early June. I don't know. There's somebody else in June. June is the good month.
I prefer. Wouldn't you like to have Tanaka before this one?
It's up to you.
We had been figuring out Tanaka in May.
Well, you better get that for me at 4 o'clock, okay? Get it for me at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I thought there was some reason you were shipping by.
I'm going to ease it off. I'm sorry. We're going to go over this later because I see Zigger from the emails. That's all.
Okay.
No, Lisa Cho also wants to come over, but you shouldn't see him.
I might see him. Just like I saw the other foreigners. That's a nice way to do it.
I mean, but we shouldn't make it a stage visit.
No, I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid of too much gussing up. I wouldn't mind doing in a subtle way a private dinner.
But you see, the advantage of having Lita
come here,
it almost forces them to behave themselves until he's...
Okay.
You have no idea.
Let me ask you before I leave Lita. I'm going to leave Lita. I want to get to this tomorrow. I read the news summary this morning about the infiltration. You've got to get a message out to the North Vietnamese. They've got to get off the powder ship, one of the two.
I've told them.
Now, the second thing is, however, I think you've got to let the State of Defense know that we're going to bomb those bastards. I don't want them crap on.
No, I've told State, the way I've handled it is, I've asked State of Defense to make recommendations by the end of this week.
Right.
Then on the basis of those, you can...
My point is, I do not want to jeopardize this POW return. The day they return, we can bomb the bejesus out of them. You understand?
I think, Mr. President, you will never jeopardize
POW
return by being tough.
Let me tell you this. When I ask you, I want to speak. If there's a little jiggle, they'll say, what the Christ do we bomb? Well, you know how it is. So,
our experience
for being tough. But I just want to get them on board on this.
Yeah, we won't order a bomb until we get their paper, then I'll show you their paper.
Tell me the attitude of these people. You saw the rain at breakfast today.
I saw him last night. And
how was it? I'll catch you. No, that's right. I've got Pappas coming in. I'm going to be busy with her for another hour. So come on,
okay. It's just a minor thing.
Sure.
Express going to be a WMA. If we could just have the two wire photographers in.
just the two words.
Right.
Send out little special releases in the room.
Right, but the wire part of your box, but don't grab the key.
No, no, no.
Only
just
one a day from now on.
Yes,
one a day, and then I'll
do it. But I did want them to have the wire.
They won't take all the pictures, huh?
Well, they will.
I'm not going around and shaking hands with them.
No, they'll just get the group, and then they'll see, send that out to 53.
All right, Marsh.
See, that's what the outside doesn't understand, is how we've kept the art of keeping the Chinese and Russians both panting after us. They take it for granted. But I know one thing. Once you are gone here, and the next fellow tries it, that takes...
They're going to find it.
They're going to find it.
See, they all think, Henry, that this is all done through mirrors and grandstands and so forth.
And that it's...
And that basically we just do this on impulse and the rest. That's the one thing that worries me about almost all of the people we're talking about here. They're too goddamn impulsive. And they don't realize this is a cold-blooded proposition. It isn't. It's not only cold-blooded, and also without bluster. Another thing, we don't bluster. You know what I mean? We take a hard line out of
the I talked to the Marcha and Chowder Society, whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah.
They're for you. And I told them about how you operate. I told them about the POW thing last week. I said, there were two levels, what you had in the newspapers and what the president said privately, because you'd be such great supporters. Let me tell you something. Well, they were up on their feet and cheering.
Were they?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Well, that's great. But that's important thing. We need that for aid. Were you able to say about aid?
Yes. And
oh,
I think we'll get it. I said, listen, you know the president. It's not a humanitarian program. It's not a relief program. It's not a do-good program. It's cold-blooded. And afterwards, Jack came up to me and he said, of course I can support it now.
Good. He's very conservative.
And he's very conservative.
Good.
But the Russians, to get back to your question, are really blooded. They've given us a list of...
Do you think it's because of China?
Oh, yeah. Before I went to China, he was saying, well, whether there can be a meeting depends on whether we can agree to the nuclear treaty. He was leaning towards November. Now he says
Do you think they have the Chinese infiltrated?
No.
You don't think Mao, for example, the competition with him got to them?
No.
That would scare them to death.
But the mere fact that Mao, they want me to come to Moscow to work out the details. I think we've got to do that. And also it's important if it gets Brezhnev position and I can run through the thing with him.
Absolutely. When people think that you just sit down and negotiate these things and shake hands and they were all good friends, well, that's such a crap.
US summits have worked and the others have not because everything was meticulously prepared.
Well, I know what that's done.
But Mr. President...
But I never believe in going in.
And I read your conversation to Joe. You must have read the Mao conversation. That was a replay.
That's why I write that letter.
That it's coming into
the letter, you see, just basically reminds me of the
truth. But the Mao conversation was his picking up everything you said last year.
Unbelievable.
And that...
Russian. And everything. All out in the open now.
And you conducted, after all, 16 hours of conversations with Joe without a note. That's the preparation.
He was the same one.
Yeah, but I mean...
But most of our people, frankly, in government will not work hard enough to... You know what it is, Henry? I think they go to too many social meetings.
And then Brezhnev is another message to you. Is the major thing he's looking forward to is seeing you.
But you must tell the brain, you know, it might be worth it. This is a very small thing, but it'll get the message across.
Thank you.